This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Through this weekend, buy one, get one at EdenPure.com. Use code word Howie Bogo. One word, Howie Bogo.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone had a wonderful July 4th, full of celebrations and maybe some pork chops. I don't know how you chose to spend your 16 cents, but I hope you spent it wisely. We'll get into all of that later today. But the story I want to start with, you know, I've been off for a few days now, and there's, I mean, you guys can see if you're watching on the stream, my desk is just covered in stories. There's no shortage of news. But the video that really captured a lot of people, both on social media and on Fox News, a lot of the conservative news shows, was a video of Joe Biden doing what he seems to be doing every single day, which is going to an ice cream store wherever he is and getting a massive, massive cone full of two scoops of ice cream. He's been mixing up the flavors, very unpredictable. Sometimes it's chocolate chip. Sometimes it's strawberry with cookies and cream. Sometimes it's Rocky Road. We never know what to expect from Joe. But I have a few things to say about this. First of all, he's asked about Russia. There's been a lot of hackings lately. Joe talked real tough with Vladimir Putin when they met a few weeks ago. And he said, you know, I told Putin specifically that he couldn't hack six, I think it was 16 or 17 things in America. And we were all kind of thinking, maybe you could have just said everything. Maybe just stop the hacking. Maybe Putin could just tell the hackers, lay off. But that
Stop the hacking.
I don't know who's doing the hacking, but stop the hacking. But that would have been too strong for Joe. So he just gave him a list of 17. And clearly that did not work because there was another hacking over the weekend and about 1 million companies had their IT systems completely, you know, shut down. It was a complete disaster. And the hackers in this case, Russian linked, allegedly, held the systems hostage for about $7 million in Bitcoin, which I found interesting. I'm not a Bitcoin person. If I was going to hack something and hold it hostage, which I would never do, I think I would just prefer cash is king. I would prefer the real deal. But so they asked Joe this question, okay? He's at an ice cream store and they ask him this question and he's in Michigan. And what happens? I don't think this one took place in Michigan. But what happens is so painful. He takes out his note cards. All right, a reporter asks him about this. He takes out his note cards and it is just the most uncomfortable. I honestly, Jared, I saw this over the weekend and I read all the comments. I could only get about 10 seconds through this because I just...
So could he.
I'm starting to feel really... and I don't want to get soft on him, but I'm starting to feel really bad for this guy. He's been put in a horrible situation. He cannot handle this. Can you imagine if Donald Trump was going, hold on a second here, and reaching in for note cards? They were screaming. The Democrats were screaming for the 25th Amendment when Donald Trump would, you know, yawn or order a Diet Coke or, you know, make a joke about anything. They would say, he's not right, cognitive decline, he has dementia, he needs help. Wait till you hear this sound. Let's play it. Go ahead, Jared.
Sure.
Right now, sir?
Yeah.
With the most recent hack by the Russians.
Can we pause it there for a second? I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beginning of this till now. What is happening? What is happening with these reporters? These were the same people who were so vicious. They'd be foaming at the mouth when they were talking to Donald Trump. Foaming at the mouth. What do you say to people who say you're a horrible person and you're a dictator and you're ruining the country? And now they're going, can I ask you a question? right now? It's almost like they want him to say no, so they don't have to do their jobs.
I asked. He wouldn't say anything. Sorry.
She knew that he couldn't handle the question, so she gave him the setup of, right now, sir? Is right now okay? And I want you to remember this, because Joe Biden, I say this a lot, he treats these people, his trained SEALs, like complete buffoons. He treats them like dirt. As Nancy Pelosi once said, it's like doggy do on the bottom of his shoe. And they deserve it. They deserve every time he ignores them, every time he makes fun of them, every time he snaps at them. They deserve it 1,000% because they're such fools. And they wanted this guy in, and they pushed him over the finish line, and now this is what they get.
Would you say that this means
we're
that...
We're not sure it's the Russians.
Okay.
I got a brief as I was on the plane. That's why I was late getting off the plane. I got a brief, and...
I think you're right. Would you like your
receipt? Do you know who it might be, sir?
I'll be in better shape to talk to you about it. I'll tell you what they sent me, okay? The idea, first of all, we're not sure who it is for certain, number one. And what I did, I directed the full resources of the government to assist in a response if we determine. What else you need?
Oh, nothing. You're all set.
Okay. And the fact is that I directed the intelligence community. You give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better tomorrow. And if it is, either with the knowledge of and or a consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we will respond. And
you didn't tell him already, sir?
No, I haven't called because we're not certain. The initial thinking was it was not the Russian government, but we're not sure yet.
There's so many things to break down in that. And I highly encourage you, if you're only hearing this for the first time on audio, go on the computer. You know, pull up Twitter. Watch the video. I think you can see it at the Post Millennial. I know I saw it on Fox News over the weekend, Fox and Friends. It's in a lot of different places. The RNC has it on their Twitter. It's worth watching. It really is. Because there's something so pathetic about watching him fumble for note cards to answer a basic question. And by the way, that answer... he answered nothing, but that didn't require note cards to say, I need to be briefed more on it before I talk about it. That he could answer that for every single question if you really wanted to. But who's writing these note cards and saying, if they ask you about this, pull out this note card? Who in his administration? Jen Psaki? Susan Rice? I have no idea. It's a complete disaster. And I want to talk about the ice cream. Because I love how he says to the ice cream woman, I'm assuming that's who he says, what else do you need? Because he's always paying for these $15 ice creams himself. Because, you know, he's Amtrak Joey baby. He pays for the ice cream himself. And she says, do you need anything else from me? And she says, no, I'm all set. She's like, no, I'm watching this train wreck. I'm in awe of this. You're answering a question and we have no idea where it's going. It's, remember that scene in Willy Wonka, round and round. We have no idea where we end up. He's just going over and over. And I want to talk about the ice cream because remember when Donald Trump got two scoops of ice cream?
And then the gem. At the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie.
Who is that woman, Jared?
That is Jeannie Mose from CNN. She's been there quite a long time.
That's got to be a fake voice, right? That can't be her regular speaking voice.
That is her regular speaking voice.
Two scoops of ice cream. That's intense. Imagine going out to dinner with her.
I will have the shrimp cocktail, please.
Can I have the dressing on the side? Anyway, so this was a huge deal when Donald Trump got two scoops. Once at like a dinner party or something, he was hosting, you know, some foreign officials and he had two scoops of ice cream. CNN, Chris Eliza, they were running with this. Joe Biden gets two softballs worth of ice cream almost every day. And far be it from me to ice cream shame. I love a nice scoop of ice cream, especially in the summer. But I'm starting to get a little concerned here. He's getting two massive scoops of ice cream with chocolate-dipped waffle cones. And do you notice, Jared, when he eats it? I've never seen anyone eat ice cream like this. First of all, he bites. He goes in for the bite, not the lick. And second of all, it's like he's sticking his nose into the ice cream.
Yeah, well, he bites fingers. He may as well bite ice cream. Maybe it's a depth perception thing or something like that.
Where are the health concerns? There were so many health concerns when Donald Trump would have a French fry or have ketchup on a steak, and there's no health concerns now. And the other part of this I want to mention, which we'll get to on the other side, and we'll take your calls on this, because I do think people were amazed over the weekend watching this. The world is watching, and this man is declining in front of our very eyes. We're watching this in real time. And the
media, I want a double-dipped waffle cone with vanilla chocolate chip.
And the media doesn't say anything about it. That must be how they get him out of the house, is we'll stop for ice cream. Because every single time he gets to stop for it. And I just want to say, the real tease for after the break is the responses to this. I had Jared print me out some of the responses. I know what Jared's going to say. He's going to say, it's all robots, Grace. You know, you can't take it seriously.
Actually, this time I don't think it is, and I'm scared.
The people are broken, all right? Donald Trump broke so many people. And if you don't believe me, the responses to Joe Biden stumbling around trying to find note cards and not being able to answer a question and having cognitive decline on the world stage, the responses to this will blow your mind. The excuses people make up, and they all have to do with Trump. Better than the last guy. I wish the last guy took out note cards. It makes me feel like I'm taking crazy pills. It really does. I can't. It's almost like you want to say to people, I know you hate Donald Trump. Okay. Mission accomplished. He's out. Message received. I know you hate him. You have the "Buy Don" bumper stickers on your car. You have the "Hate Has No Home Here" sign. We understand you do not like Donald Trump. Your little avatar on Twitter is a picture of Trump, you know, bright orange. They all have, you know, Trump as their icon on Twitter. I understand that. But human to human, level with me. You have to know this guy's not all there. You have to know Biden is not in his right state of mind. I just need someone to admit it. 844-500-4242. We will take your calls on the other side. We'll read you some of these hysterical responses to this video. And we have so much more news to get to, including a lot of shoplifting news out of San Francisco I want to talk about. We got Matt Boyle coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. You know, you can just give Matt like 3 points and he will run with it for the whole segment. So I can't wait to hear his take on all things Biden. And also, one last thing, Hunter Biden, locomotive expert, painter, you know, world renowned artist. Stuff's going for like 500K. Author. What am I missing here?
International businessman
and international man of mystery, and a new one. He's a union guy.
Great.
He could help you plan your union. We're going to get to that too. Don't go anywhere. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
In cybersecurity, I talked about the proposition that certain critical infrastructure should be off limits to attack, period. By cyber or any other means, I gave them a list. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me, 16 specific entities. 16 defined as critical infrastructure under U.S. policy, from the energy sector to our water systems.
I guess the 1 million companies worldwide on Friday weren't part of the list because their IT systems were hacked by, I don't know if it's called Revil or R-Evil, but it's a Russian-linked hackers, and they're demanding $70 million in Bitcoin to fix it. It's crazy how often this keeps happening under Joe Biden. It's almost like there was a reason they weren't doing this during the Donald Trump presidency. But, you know, who's to say? Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's your favorite Joe Biden tall tale?
Ooh, he is the Kevin Cullen of tall tales. He really has so many. He would make Brian Williams blush with these stories.
I played football at Delaware.
That's a great one.
I was arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela.
That one was very Forrest Gump of him. You know, he's just in every historical moment, he is there. You know, there's Joe with his ice cream cone.
I hit a baseball 368 feet.
That's a new one. That came out. So he had the, who was it? The Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah.
At the White House on Friday. And I don't think we have audio of this, but he stopped himself in front of reporters from, you know, telling this tall tale, but then he told it later to the baseball players. It has since been debunked. We will get into that. But he claims he hit this, you know, huge home run, was it?
It was a double, I believe, off the center field wall. 368 feet.
And some reporters who clearly do not understand that their job is to praise Biden at all times decided to look into this, and it's a complete lie, of course. So that's a good one. That's the newest one, which I always tend, like Howie, I always tend to go for the newest one.
And anything related to Amtrak.
Oh. Ooh. I'm going to go Amtrak.
Joey baby!
I'm addicted to the Joey baby of it all. I'm going to say Amtrak.
Amtrak, 35%. Second place. First place at 45%. I was arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela. I played football at Delaware in third place at 15% and just 5% for Joe Biden hitting a baseball 368 feet.
They all sound so grandpa-esque. You know,
how much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
You know, just tall, tall, tall tales. That doesn't even do it justice. Sean, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to speak into the ice cream and dementia story that you had opened with.
Yes.
I'm not a professional, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a nurse. But I did work with dementia patients for 5 years as an activity assistant. And I noticed people with dementia, you could coax them to come to the activity if you said there would be ice cream. It could be a total fluke, but I'm hearing you say this, and I'm equating it with those 5 years I worked with those people.
Well,
how ice cream was powerful.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sean, because and maybe we'll save this for the other side because I don't know if we'll have enough time, but Rachel Campos Duffy was on Fox and Friends this weekend. She was filling in for maybe she does the weekends. I'm not sure. But she started talking about Joe Biden and his cognitive decline. And it's kind of one of those topics you have to be very careful of. You can offend a lot of people. But it is becoming more and more clear that something's happening. I don't know exactly what label you want to put on it. And she brought up a great point, which a lot of women tell me all the time, which is, how could Dr. Jill let this happen? How could she do this to him this late in his life when he's supposed to be enjoying himself, enjoying his life as a grandfather? And we'll play that on the other side. It was a very powerful point by Rachel Campos Duffy. We'll be back. We'll take more of your calls. Thank you for the call, Sean. 844-500-4242. We're back, baby. Joey, baby. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
And what I did, I directed the full resources of the government to assist in a response if we determine. What else you need?
Oh, nothing. You're all set.
Okay. And the fact is that directed the intelligence community.
That was Joe Biden getting two scoops of ice cream from another ice cream parlor for the...
And then the gym. At the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie.
And we will get back to your calls, 844-500-4242. I see you waiting, but I did promise I would read some of these responses. And I'm warning you, I always say, there's no place to make you lose hope in humanity better than the comment section under a tweet or under a video, especially if it's of Joe Biden. Because you see that video and you're like, wow, even I would think, even his biggest supporters might say, yikes, this does not look good. Instead, this is what we got. First of all, this looks extremely edited. Secondly, I'm fairly certain we've all lost our train of thought at some point on matters less important. So stop it. And finally, I don't know about you, but my granny told me thinking before you speak is a virtue. Another person says, this clip is obviously doctored. Besides, he doesn't pull out notes. He is nice enough to read to them the letter he got on the subject. Another person says, OMG, preparation, caution, thoughtfulness. Where is thoughtless recklessness when you need it? Another tweeter, he didn't seem confused. Stop. The orange menace is completely screwed up. And because it was the RNC that tweeted out this ice cream video, someone says, no, RNC, he is being responsible and not saying things when he is unsure. Susan says, responsible leaders consider words before speaking and wait for all information prior to making decisions and statements. That's what I saw. All good. Some GOP might want to take a lesson.
You're fired. Go.
You're all fired.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for these people. It's okay to hate Trump, but it's not okay to lose all sense of reality. This man is not doing well. And I do want to play this Rachel Campos Duffy cut. But first, let's go to Arlene. You're next in. You're next with Grace Curley. Go ahead, Arlene.
Grace, hi. I've never called into a show before.
Oh, awesome. Glad to be the first show.
Yeah, you raised the point about, which a lot of my friends agree with, how could his wife have let him do this, right?
Right.
Well, you know, I think the thing about Jill Biden, she's very ambitious. And this woman was number two for 8 years. And I think she sort of thought, well, once it's me, I'm going to do things differently. And if you notice, the Obamas really haven't, I don't know what, you know, her personal relationship really was with Michelle Obama, but Michelle Obama really hasn't been a big cheerleader of Jill Biden as first lady.
Yeah, that's, so I think that's a good point.
She just really wanted to have, her time to do this. And it's, there's no explanation for how she thought that her husband was up for the job.
Yeah, and it's also, besides just the logic of it, you know, knowing that he's not up for the job, it's also a little bit of, I think, that the sadness of the fact that this is his spouse. This is supposed to be the person who has your back, you know, in good times and in bad. This is the person who's really supposed to look out for you. You know, we all, if you have a partner in life, you hope that, you know, whether you're going to embarrass yourself or, you know, you'd hope that they'd have your back. You'd hope that they'd say, listen, you know, I'll step in here. Rather than throw you to the wolves and encourage this. Arlene, I'm glad you brought that up because I have been teasing this. This is Rachel Campos Duffy talking about Dr. Jill over the weekend. Cut six, please, Jared.
I felt sad watching that. And I tell you, as a political spouse, and I said this before, you know, when he was on the campaign trail and we saw these early signs of dementia, and I'm just going to say it. I mean, I've been around people who have had dementia that looks very much like this. I still can't understand why Jill Biden, as the spouse, allowed her husband onto this journey. We knew the wheels were going to come off of this at around this point, based on his actions and inactions during the campaign. And I have to say, as a woman who's married and was married to a politician, I would have never let my husband do this. I would have wanted to spend those last years of him, you know, with him. And you know that with dementia, that level of stress of this job is probably only exacerbating and speeding this up. I lay this at the feet of Jill Biden. At some point, the only person who cares about you when you're a politician is your spouse.
Yeah, no, exactly. At the end of the day, you know, we're lucky if we have a few people, you know, if your close family has your back. And it's clear that nobody does for him. And it is really sad. And I don't know how she sleeps at night. She's out there, you know, she's on the cover of Vogue, and you know, I agree with Arlene, she does seem very ambitious, but I don't know how she reconciles this kind of treatment that he's getting. And you know, it's easier for him, I guess, because the press is so in the bag for him, but even with that being said, he's not doing great. The wheels are definitely coming off. Another story I wanted to talk about really quickly, just to give you guys an update. Massachusetts police standoff with heavily armed men, and it ends in 11 arrests. This happened on Saturday morning, And it was very strange. It was like these men who looked like they were in the militia, and they were all armed, and none of them had licenses to carry. So we'll ask Toby about that. This is another thing you hear about. You know, it's always lawful gun owners who are getting the brunt of the hate from the left. And really, here's another case. 11 guys, you know, and they, a lot of them ran out into the woods. It was very odd, very odd. But we'll keep you posted on it. It was basically a standoff for 9 hours. On I-95. Very strange. Something I wanted to talk about here, and I've been talking about this with the mailroom manager a lot recently, is shoplifting. And if you have opinions on it, whether when you were younger you shoplifted, or whether you've been seeing it more, whether you work in retail, please call in 844-500-4242. As always, we want to have your takes on this. But it's really ratcheting up in San Francisco. And I've been seeing stories about it, and I've been kind of pushing them to the side because I get tempted by all this sound and things like that. But there was a video a few weeks ago of a guy, I think he was either going into a CVS or a Walgreens, and he rode his bike in and he had a trash bag and he just loaded it up with stuff. And then he drove out. And, you know, I think one guy tried to stop him, but no one really tries to stop people who are shoplifting. And I totally get that. I really do. Even when I was younger and I had friends who worked in the mall, they would say, you're told not to interact. If someone steals something, you know, you report it, but you don't try to stop them because you're not going to get yourself killed over a $60 pair of sunglasses. And I understand that. But what's happening now is insane. Okay. There was a story today out of San Francisco. It was a Neiman Marcus. It says San Francisco Neiman Marcus hit by shoplifters who fled with merchandise. It was late Monday. The incident occurred at about closing time at a Neiman Marcus location. Display cases were smashed and items were lifted from racks inside the store before the suspects fled. A portion of the incident was captured on cell phone video. The suspects could be seen sprinting from the stores with some of the items, including what appeared to be handbags. They ran into getaway cars. A video emerged on social media that showed a man on a bicycle fill up a garbage bag with items inside a San Francisco Walgreens and leave the store without being stopped last month. That was the one I was just referring to. And so I see that. It's horrible. And then I see Target Walgreens make drastic changes due to increase in San Francisco thefts. It's all happening in San Francisco. According to California's Retailers Association, three cities in our state are among the top 10 in the country when it comes to organized retail crime. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento. We are seeing the negative impact it is having in San Francisco with stores permanently shutting down or closing early. Target has now acknowledged that San Francisco is the only city in America where they have decided to close some stores early because of the escalating retail crime. Also, 7-Eleven is closing after 10 p.m. In the financial district. Oh, no, you know what? That's false. It's even weirder. They don't close. They only do business through a metal door. But you have to ring the bell to let them know you're outside. The window was installed like 2 to 3 months ago because it was not safe. Sometimes they would break that glass of the door, explained the manager of the 7-Eleven. Walgreens has already closed several stores for the same reason, and security guards like Kevin Greathouse are told not to physically engage with these shoplifters. It's going to be lawsuits. Obviously, they don't want ourselves or anybody else to get injured while we're out here attempting to make these apprehensions and leave it to law enforcement. So this guy carries a handgun, taser, and pepper spray, but he's never had to use it. On the other hand, he says people shoplifting have at times threatened him with a knife. I don't have any intention of getting stabbed for $60 worth of stuff. Amen. I agree with that totally. There are people who are recruited, organized, and are reselling these goods, and San Francisco is hurting for it, said the San Francisco supervisor, Asha Safai. Now, I want to talk about this because you hear about this, and then you hear about the gun violence over the weekend. Incredibly bad gun violence, especially in Chicago. And then I see Democrats like AOC saying we can't cause hysteria over crime. I see Joy Reid tweeting that, you know, she hasn't heard any anecdotes from her friends, so she doesn't understand, you know, why people are so paranoid about crime. I want to hear from people. Are you nervous about this? Are you nervous about shoplifting? Are you nervous about gun violence? I mean, I think it's happening everywhere. I think everyone should be, you know, keep your head on a swivel. But I think for me, it's just the level of It's how brazen it is. I mean, if you watch this video at Neiman Marcus, just walking out, running out, full of handbags, it's insane. It's a banana republic. 844-500-4242. We'll talk about this and a lot more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show. And due to the incredible response, Eden Pure is continuing the Thunderstorm BOGO offer for one more week. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm air purifier is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. Jared could tell you about that.
Yeah, I have a lot of comic books, and there is old paper smell that I used to get rid of, but it also has another benefit for me, which is my seasonal allergies. And when I plug the Thunderstorm in and I turn it on, within minutes, literally within minutes, I'm already breathing better because it gets rid of the dust, the pollen, the allergens, pollutants, some viruses, anything nasty in the air. So I'm breathing easily, and I don't have to smell comic books. It's win, win, win.
And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEBOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. By the way, another bonus, shipping is free. All right, when we get back, we're going to continue talking a little bit about shoplifting. San Francisco, who would have thought, you know? It's a lot of places that are run by Democrats. And when I read you guys the gun violence over the weekend, that's another theme of it. Democrat-run cities. It's very sad. I'm not making light of it. I hate seeing places, especially San Francisco. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Stop pouncing on statistics.
But no, according to Joy Reid, she hasn't heard any anecdotes from her friends about crime. Do you guys have any anecdotes for Joy? 844-500-4242. We will be right back. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley.
This hour of the Grace Curley Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill in South Bay and Providence. Back open now. Visit them and mention Howie, and you will get one of his autographed books.
She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
There is a lot of anecdotal information about...
Yeah, anecdotes are one of those things, you know. When Deval Patrick wants to dismiss something, he says it's just anecdotes. When Charlie Baker hears something, it's anecdotal. But when Joy Reid doesn't get any anecdotes... Suddenly, the facts, they can't be verified because she hasn't heard enough anecdotes. We're talking a little bit about shoplifting right now. We have so many stories to get to. We have Matt Boyle coming up. It's Two-Way Tuesday, so we have Toby Leary calling in at 2 o'clock from Cape Gunworks to answer all your gun questions. But let's go to the calls here. Adam, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Grace, thank you for taking my call. We're in a very bad state right now. As you say, all the Democratic parties, cities, I should say, Chicago, Baltimore, San Francisco, they're all just going down the tube, and no one's going to stop them. No one. And the problem I see is the crime is going to continue, and maybe wokeness is just like at the peak of its existence, and maybe we'll swing back. If this was Donald Trump or any conservative, they would be crucifying them for all the murders and all the shoplifting. But can you imagine? You could steal anything under $1,000, you don't get prosecuted for, which is insane. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, it doesn't understand. Don't anybody understand just what this is all about? I mean, this is theft. This is grand theft. Why would you do that? And why would companies allow that to happen? I mean, it's insane. There's no backup.
Yeah, Adam, so many great points you just made. And obviously, it's true. If you punish people when they commit small crimes, I'm not saying you throw them in jail for 10 years, but if you punish a shoplifter, make them either, you know, pay a fine, but, you know, do some time, then what you're doing, it's like anything else in life. It's common sense. You know, you're setting the precedent. Listen, this is what happens if you do this bad thing. But if you don't, it's just going to keep happening. It's like a spoiled kid. My mom always used to say, if you don't stop a spoiled kid at the very beginning when they start acting like a brat, they're going to run the show for the rest of their lives. You know, once it gets out of hand, you can't go back. So all these young people, a lot of times I think it's, you know, 20 somethings who are going in and stealing all this stuff. Now in a lot of these stores, they have gum in protective cases. They have everything in protective cases, including gum. That's how bad shoplifting is. And it's still not helping. And just to give a little context to what Adam is saying about the crime, CNN, so not, you know, Trump land over there, it's CNN, cites the Gun Violence Archive in their reporting that 150 people died as a result of violence in more than 400 shootings across the USA. In Atlanta, a 14-year-old was killed on Saturday after a fight broke out involving more than a dozen youths. Chicago, according to the Sun-Times, 16 are dead and 92 are injured from shootings over the weekend. New York City, at least 26 people shot across 21 separate incidents over the weekend in New York City. And I agree with Adam. I think as far as wokeness goes, as far as, you know, pushing our common sense out of the way to appear more woke, I think the pendulum will swing back. I think it always does. I want to give people that hope, too, because it has to. You know, this is what happens. The left overplays their hand. They tell you that the building behind you that's burning down is not burning down, even though you see the flames encroaching Ari Velshi. I'm sorry, I mispronounced his name there. But they tell you what you're seeing isn't happening. And that's when the pendulum swings, because people lose their patience with this nonsense. Giggs, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Giggs.
Yes, hi, Grace. We have Rachel Rollins given the message that she won't prosecute criminals unless it's over a felony, or she won't incarcerate anybody. So we have a liberal democratic city here, and the gun violence is getting out of control. And they caught that group, something about the Rise of the Moors or something.
Yeah, that was a group on I-95 over the weekend. It was like a militia group. They all had, you know, weapons with them, and a couple of the people ran into the woods. It was crazy. Yeah, no, Gigs. I know it is happening here. It is happening here, and a lot of times the Democrats will tell you it's not. That's their new thing. AOC says, you know, we don't want to create hysteria over this. We can create hysteria over January 6th, even though she wasn't in the building. We can create hysteria over the world ending in 2 years due to global warming. You know, that kind of hysteria is good hysteria. But talking about how your little store on the corner is getting robbed every night, that's bad hysteria. We don't want that. Speaking of the left not acknowledging things that are happening, remember how they put up that tweet about the 16 cents you'll save on your BBQ? David Marcus had the best tweet. He said, so what did everyone spend their 16 cents on today? Here are some of my favorites. Andy says, I let my car idle for 38 seconds. Another guy writes, partial Dogecoin share. Daryl writes, a salad, but I was short $18.84. What'd you spend your 16 cents on? All right, we're going to be talking about Joe, Hunter, Dr. Jill, Vladimir Putin, you name it, we got it. With Matt Boyle at 105. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.